Section 6 of the Spiritual Maxims of Brother Lawrence. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. Of the Benefits of the Presence of God. The first benefit that the soul receives from the presence of God is that faith grows more alive and active in all events of life, particularly when we feel our need, since it obtains for us to succour of His grace when we are tempted or in every time of trial. Accustomed by this practice to take faith as guide, the soul, by simple remembrance, sees and feels God present, and calls upon Him freely, and with such assurance of response, receiving the supply of all its needs. By faith, it would seem, the soul draws very near to the state of the blessed. The higher it advances, the more does living faith grow, until at last, so piercing does the eye of faith become, that the soul can almost say, "Faith is swallowed up in sight I see and I experience." The practice of the presence of God strengthens us in hope. Our hope grows in proportion to our knowledge, and in measure, as our faith grows by this holy practice, penetrates into the hidden mysteries of God. In like measure it finds in Him beauty beyond compare, surpassing infinitely that of earth, as also that of the most holy souls and angels. Our hope grows and waxes ever stronger, sustained and enheartened by the fullness of the bliss which it aspires to and even already tastes in part. Hope breathes into the will a distrust of things seen, for God's love is in very truth a consuming fire, burning to ashes all that is contrary to His will. The soul thus kindled cannot live save in the presence of God, and this presence works within the heart a consecrated zeal, a holy ardour, a violent passion to see this God known and loved and served and worshipped by all His creatures. By the practice of the presence of God, by steadfast gaze on Him, the soul comes to a knowledge of God full and deep and to an unclouded vision. All its life is passed in increasing acts of love and worship, of contrition and of simple trust, of praise and prayer and service. At times, indeed, life seems to be but one long unbroken practice of His divine presence. I know that they are not many who reach this state. It is a grace that God bestows, and on very few chosen souls. For this unclouded vision is a gift from His all-bounteous hand. Yet for the consolation of those of such would fain embrace His holy practice, let me say that God seldom denies this gift to those who earnestly desire it. And if He does withhold this crowning mercy, be well assured that, by the practice of the presence of God, with and of His sufficient grace, the soul can attain to a state which approaches very nearly the unclouded vision. This is the final text in this series. End of the Spiritual Maxims of Brother Lawrence.